Standing outside the replica cell answering questions was Lavila Ball Johnson. She served time in such a cell at the Tichita Women's Prison in Fond du Lac. She says lengthy stays in a cell like that certainly doesn't improve an inmate's mental health.
Within my stay in Tichita, there was a young lady that was normal. When she went to segregation, she had to do 2 years in seg, and when she came out, she wasn't all the way there.
A 2012 Legislative Audit Bureau report found that 46% of the inmates held in state segregation units were diagnosed with a severe mental illness. Kate Edwards is an ordained Buddhist pastor who visits inmates in segregation on a regular basis. She told a crowd gathered on the Capitol steps the men she works with, if they're not already mentally ill, are headed in that direction.
Prison itself is punishment enough. Allowing people to be tortured in prison simply cannot go on.
Democratic candidate for Lieutenant Governor John Layman attended today's rally. He says while he's sympathetic with the need for reform, he's not sure what the alternative is to controlling unruly inmates with mental illness.
How much additional mental health services is this going to cost? Do we need new facilities? How do we do that? You know, and I think nobody standing on the steps here today really knows all the answers to that.
New rules for disciplining inmates published this week by the Department of Corrections require prison officials to consider an inmate's mental health status before placing him or her in segregation. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.